A slice of the food dollar shrinks again for farmers. And another mixed market day, I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today. This report is powered by Purple Wave Auction, where ag items sell every other Wednesday. View their inventory today at purplewave.com. America's farmers and ranchers are seeing their slice of the food dollar shrink once again, according to new data from the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Farmers value progress made last year to provide tax relief and enhance farm risk management tools, but additional resources are needed.
That's American Farm Bureau Vice President of Public Policy John Newton. He says while progress was made last year, it's simply not enough to offset today's challenges.
As the administration considers what needs to be included in a defense supplemental package, we call on the president to include meaningful market relief for America's farmers. Supporting specialty crops, aiding farmers dealing with catastrophic weather events, and enabling year-round E15 sales are just a few priorities that could help ease financial pressures.
The urgency has reached the president. Trump weighed in on Truth Social, posting in all caps, "Congress, pass the farm bill now. President DJT." The message from rural America is clear.
Food security is national security. Failure to act puts both at risk.
And without action, agriculture leaders warn the strain could impact not just farmers, but the entire food supply chain and economy. As planting season gets underway, many farmers are left waiting and hoping for help before the pressure becomes too great.
Looking for heavy equipment but don't know where to buy? Purple Wave Auction has you covered. Always online and always no reserve. It's your destination for construction or ag equipment ready to work. We even sell semis, trailers, and fleet equipment for your operation. Best part? It's free to join. Head to purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com. Sign up for a free account and start bidding today. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest and most straightforward way to buy and sell equipment.
Milder air pushing up into Michigan. Finally, it seems. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Southwest flow going to dominate across the state today. And most of us should see at least partly sunny skies. Now, there may be a little bit more cloud cover trying to sneak into far northern Michigan, especially northern lower Michigan, as we move through the overnight tonight. But I think generally we're in a good spot here for the entire day today. And we are in a good spot to start tomorrow as well. The first round of moisture that we see trying to move through the eastern part of the country tomorrow stays south over parts of central and southern Indiana. But by tomorrow late afternoon, we'll start to see our next frontal boundary make its presence known here. It's a slow sagging front with cold Canadian air moving southward. I think tomorrow afternoon and evening, we have to pencil in anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch across most of lower Michigan. 80% coverage there. Nothing going on in the UP. The cold air coming in behind this front parks for, well, Friday for sure. We're chilly under high pressure on Friday. Saturday is going to be cool as well. Sunday, starting to get some south flow back. I'm not sure that we're necessarily warm, but we're not as cold. Starting next week off, rather mild as well. Next round of moisture is ready to move in here next Tuesday. And then we're very active from there right on through the following Monday, Tuesday. Four waves of moisture in that time frame can give us anywhere from an inch to maybe 2.5 inches combined. I'm Ryan Martin.
I'm Michigan Ag Today Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, and I'm inviting you on a holiday vacations tour. Join me as we explore the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, and Victoria, September 5th through the 14th. Discover the Canadian Rockies and the vibrant cities of Western Canada. We'll start in Calgary, just east of the Rockies, and explore art, history, and culture. Next, we go to Banff for a guided tour of the city and the national park before enjoying lunch at the historic Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel. We'll travel along Icefields Parkway and feel the powerful beauty of the Athabasca Glacier. Then we'll board a Via Rail train for phenomenal mountain views and decadent onboard service. In Vancouver, we take a thrilling walk across the Capilano Suspension Bridge, and our tour concludes with a ferry ride to Vancouver Island to visit the stunning Butchart Gardens. Visit holidayvacations.com, keyword ag today, to request a brochure, watch a travel show, and book this tour.
Those final numbers from yesterday are coming your way, but now let's take a closer look at what happened. Commodity markets continued to be mixed, with grain futures under pressure from global supply concerns, while energy prices firmed up and livestock trade held mostly steady. Here's Eric Pfeiffer, along with Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX, for a closer look.
Arlen, here on Tuesday, volatility remains the name of the game here, and that's because we keep hearing some conflicting things. Are we having productive negotiations with Iran? Are we not? It seems like one side is saying one thing, the other side saying the other. One side is saying President Trump is just trying to manipulate the markets. Well, here in the ag markets anyway, a little bit higher in corn, a bit lower in soybeans. Was he trying to manipulate them?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen someone try to manipulate the markets where it didn't come back to burn them. And I think he's probably smart enough not to do that. I understand the appearance. But when you look at what's happening in the what reports we're getting regarding the war, it doesn't surprise me at all. It's why they call it the fog of war. Any war you have, the two sides are fighting the battle on two fronts, the battleground and in the public opinion front. And sometimes things are said to affect the battleground. Sometimes they're said to affect public opinion. So you say, okay, President Trump says that we're negotiating, negotiations are going well. That may be true, or it may be to distract, point and kind of focus the attention over here on the right hand while you're doing something on the left. He's done that before. We've seen that before in international diplomacy. On the other hand, we had the Revolutionary Guard, who says they're in control on Iran and certainly would seem to appear to be in control on Iran for now, saying we're not doing any negotiating. Well, that may be true, may not be true. First of all, if it is true, they wouldn't admit that they're negotiating, because negotiations might be seen as a sign of weakness to the people under them.
And that was Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist with StoneX. May corn finished at 462.5, up 3 even. July corn was up 2 even at 472.5. May soybeans showed a lot of weakness at 1155, down 8.5. July beans also weak, down 7.5 to 1171.5. May wheat up 2.25 to 590. April live cattle finished at 235.37, up 7 cents. And April lean hogs up 25 cents to 91.05. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today. Timely, relevant, credible.